American flags, colorful signs, and white t-shirts were waiting for hundreds who swarmed into Veterans Park for the march.
If you just got here, don't forget to come get your t-shirt. It's where the flag is waving. Thank you.
The large boxes full of shirts were all empty by the time the march started. One of the people handing them out was Sylvia Falcone of the Latin American Coalition.
We had something like 500 t-shirts and flags. I believe we had 500 flags as well.
We're going to be walking on the sidewalk.
They packed onto the sidewalk, a sea of white shirts stretching back for more than a football field, chanting in Spanish and English.
Sin papeles!
No
papers!
No beer!
No papers!
No beer!
Families march together, with grandparents holding signs and toddlers in strollers. Some marchers are in the U.S. illegally, some are separated from their families, and all were passionate.
My name is Mauro Martinez, and I'm marching today to get a reform for all the immigrants in this country. We just want to get out of the shadows.
My name is Patsy, and I'm marching so I can keep my mom next to me.
Well, my name is Felix Ramirez, and we're marching so people can stop getting deported.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement deported roughly 410,000 people last year. The marchers said they hope the immigration reform the Gang of Eight senators is working on will keep families from being split by deportations. As the march continued down Central Avenue, a few people in apartments clapped and yelled. Drivers honked their horns and waved. And the marchers kept chanting.
USA! USA! USA!
Obama! Escucha! Estamos en la lucha!
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
They finished their two-mile trek at Marshall Park in uptown Charlotte, where a band was waiting for the huge crowd.
The biggest thing for us is the outpouring from the community.
Latin American Coalition spokesman Armando Belmas says he was overwhelmed by the number of people who turned out.
And another thing is that everybody who drove by the march all the way over here, that two-mile stretch, they'll know, oh, I saw that. What's that all about? And they get more information about it.
Belmas says he hopes next time all those people who saw the march hear about immigration reform in Washington, they'll think about how it may affect the growing immigrant community in Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Marshall Park.